You'll be my witnesses throughout all Judea and Samaria, and lastly, where? The ends of the earth. I don't know if you've gotten a brochure from the back. It's been out there for several weeks now, but Alan has put together a good brochure that just gives you an idea of places we support. Of course, there's different things on the front and different works on the back that we support, and how we break. I mean, they put the budget down, the mission team has, of how they're breaking up the money and why this is the goal that they've reached to. So it really helps you to see that what you're giving to and why you're giving today. But my favorite part of the brochure is when you just open it up to the middle and you look on that map and you see all the different places that we can reach. And on today, I can't help but think about some of the missions that I've been a part of in the past, and I hope that you think about some that you've been to. Whether foreign missions or local missions, all the things that you've done, whether it's just helping in the pantry one night or helping hand out clothes or helping with someone that came up to the church looking for needing some help, I hope you can think of a time in where you've helped and been a part of helping someone. I can't help but think about, as we talked about in class this morning, I can't help but think about my trip to the Dominican Republic. And it was really, really interesting as we went to the Dominican, and one of the problems that they were having was with the Haitians. And Haitians and Dominicans, they didn't get along. And the Haitians were trying to leave the poverty of their country and come into the Dominican, and it was a tough, tough situation. And what would happen often is they were rejected, they were despised, they were not helped at all by the Dominican, and if they were caught, they were often sent back and deported, and it was just a mess. I remember going around in the Dominican and just seeing the brokenness of the Haitian lives. And one of the coolest things that happened for us is as we were working with an orphanage that was there, the orphanage had adopted and brought in one of these Haitian boys into their orphanage, and were loving him and helping him and growing with him. And while the rest of the world was rejecting him, there were people who were loving him and showing them the love of Jesus. And that was such an amazing thing. And then I'll never forget, as we're driving through, there was this place called Bates. And a Bate was basically this settlement, it was basically just a field with some stick huts. And that was where they would send these Haitians, and Haitians would group up and they would live together. And it was such a tragic thing as we pulled up to see the lifestyle that these Haitians were living in these bates. And so we pulled up and decided, look, we're just going to spend an hour at a bate just to get to see it, because it's something we needed to see, you know. And so they pulled the bus over, and all of us got out, and we were just going to look and see what was going on. And then all of a sudden, all of these kids came up. They're not clothed. They're just dirty. They're skinny. They're not taken care of. It's a sad sight. But they came sprinting out of these huts and ran up to us with huge smiles and started giving us hugs. And usually you're careful, you know, and you don't want to offend anybody or do anything. It didn't matter. We were just grabbing up these kids and hugging them, and didn't know their names, didn't know who they were, and they didn't know us, but they knew we were there for them. And we played games with them. We loved on them. And we helped them. I mean, we would pull things out of our bus that weren't even for the Haitians. That's not what we had in mind. We had it for other mission efforts. And we said, you know what? No. We've got to help these people. And it was such an impactful moment for me to see the brokenness of other people in the world. And so as you give to Mission Sunday, I'm giving to those kids that I held in my arms. I'm giving to the ones who I have a face that I'm giving to. I'm not giving to a number. I mean, we've got a number. I'm not giving to a number. I'm giving to a face. I'm giving to a soul. I'm giving to brokenness. I'm giving because Jesus gave to me. I'm giving because loving and giving go hand in hand. I'm giving because Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only son. Because he loved, he gave. And that's why we give. And so right now, our guys, y'all go ahead and start to pass the plates. Our guys are coming around and we're passing the plates. Every bit of what you give this morning is going to our missions fund. And if it wasn't for a moment like this, we would be neglecting a third of our of what God wants for us in spreading the word. We would be neglecting the ends of the earth. And we wanted to do, mission starts in the home, but then it moves on to Samaria and to our region, but it does reach the ends of the earth. And so I pray that today, as you give, that God will do great things with this. My prayer is that when we open up this map next year, We see even more places that we're able to reach through this church because of the hearts of you in giving.